Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah, yeah, we locked in, family. Tonight, it's hell, we locked in. Chicago, we locked in. New York City, we locked in. Baltimore, Maryland, we locked in. Charlotte, North Carolina. Charlotte, Durham, we locked in. Japan, East Times, we locked in. We just skip again, we locked in. ATL, 8 times, we locked in. Chicago again, we locked in. Norway, Sweden again, we locked in. Peace and light, family, welcome to the Vane Verdict. Here to get a game service and will it cause pain? I ain't certain, but with this truth, it's going to make all the pain worth it. Y'all get yourself. Special, man, for being alive. For being alive to see another day, and usually that ain't enough. What's your thing, Miss K? How you feeling, Quinn?
I'm feeling good.
fucking right, family. Welcome back to another edition of the Vane Verdict. It is Friday. Friday with it, TGIF and shit, and some more things. I mean, we done made it through another week, family. I feel good about it. How you feeling, Miss K? You good?
I'm on cloud nine right now. I can't complain, be honest with you.
Just cloud nine.
Good old Friday.
That ain't a bad cloud to be on.
And there you go.
I'm be honest. Matter of fact. Let me get this shit. Yeah, man. Salute to the family. Salute to everybody out here, man. Salute to the streets. Salute to everybody. DACA immigrants. Salute to the Republicans. Salute to
the
Democrats. It's a lot going on, man.
Mm-mm-mm.
A lot going on in the city, family. You know what? Man, I want to ask a question. I'm confused as hell, Miss K. What season is this?
I don't know, man. Because it's supposed to be still going to be winter time. Now, it's going to be winter all the way up into March. I mean, we hit 81 degrees today.
You did.
You
That's
me?
What I'm out.
Yeah.
Like, I just knew we had a little more cold to go. You know
mm-hmm.
what I'm saying? I don't know if anybody else out listening. I don't know if y'all anything like me. Nigga like me, I live for the wintertime. You know what I'm saying?
I know.
Especially in general. I love the cold. I'm not a fan of the heat at all. I'm serious. The guys be liking the summer. They see the girls in their littlest outfits and dresses and shit. I'm going to be honest.
Exactly.
I miss all that shit, man. I don't like summer at all, man. But it's warm as a motherfucker, man.
Well, you might be right. They look like a smell of stinking trees on them trees that smell all nasty smelling. Them white trees and they bloom in the springtime. So we might have early spring, but they already blooming already.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. And then, like, you know,
yeah,
the birds.
They blooming already. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's what I was just finna say when I did my little run. When I did my run earlier, right? On the little, you know, the trail, because they got a new, like a little, I don't even know if y'all familiar with Atlanta, but those, you know, Atlanta natives, you know, the belt line and everything. And it stretches about 8 miles from, you know, going around from over here, the west side, all the way to downtown. But man, the ant beds are definitely out right now, man. I actually ran through one.
Hey, look, I got my AC on. That's how bad it is. That's how you know it's off with. So we'll see. I don't know. I haven't seen the weather lately, so I don't know what the forecast is going to be for the next week and a half, week or two. But it's like we
in
the
70s,
though.
I suffer the next few days, definitely, you know, here in the city, man. We definitely in the, you know, mid-60s to early 70s. But I just know we just got a little rain on Sunday, but other than that, it's warming up, man. Yeah. I guess that's where we at right now.
I guess that's where we at. I guess, what's this guy, what the, feel, the groundhog, I guess you seen his shadow, or however it goes. I'm not sure about the whole groundhog day situation over there.
So I guess family, you know what I mean? It's a good thing,
time,
you know,
for the
we prepared.
To come out.
Yeah, I guess it's a good thing we prepared over here for everybody's Vain Verdict. So, either way, family, y'all can go and, you know, support, get your Vain Verdict merch. We still got T-shirts. We got T-shirts for unisex T-shirt for men and women. But we also have the tank tops for the women as well. You know what I mean? So y'all can need y'all to go ahead and support, man. It's winter time. Let's go ahead and get it right. I mean, you know, about to be spring. So.
Please.
Yeah,
I've got mine on right now as we speak.
Yeah, you talking about.
That's
it.
Got to stay
ripping. What you doing, David K? You want to get into some news, or do you want to get something you want to get off your chest real quick? Or what?
Yeah, we can. We can get. I got a couple of things that's a little interesting that I want to bring to light.
All right. Say no more. Let's go on and get in.
Mhm. All right. Well, first I got some heartbreaking news for the fans of longtime married couple Tisha Campbell Martin and Dwayne Martin. She just filed for divorce. I think they've been together for 27 years, if I'm not mistaken.
How many?
And 20. No.
That's maybe 17.
17, not a 27, because I think they're no more than their 40s, if I'm not mistaken. And, you know, running the street, you know, her husband was the reason that, you know, Martin had ended back in the 90s. Well, they got married, they've been married since 96. So, well, yeah, that is, that's 27 years of marriage, yeah.
Oh, shit.
27 years of marriage. Yeah, they got two sons together. Ezekiel and Zen. So, yeah.
Well, that's 22. It's 22, actually.
It says after 27 years of being together and two amazing children.
They've been together 27, but married 22.
Yeah.
96 to 18.
You
know what I'm saying? That's just 22 years.
Okay, there you go.
But that's still a long goddamn time.
It is. That is a long time.
Yeah,
you know, it was, you know, we're on the street, they're doing a reboot, a remake, but, you know, they're supposed to bring Martin back, so I don't know, is that the reason? He's like,
see,
nah.
You know, that, you know something I noticed, though? Because Tisha Campbell, mm-hmm. she was on somebody's show not that long ago.
Mm-hmm.
And, she was on the show, and... You know, she was with the way she was acting and answering the questions, and she was doing a lot, man. Just being, you know, acting real younger than her age, so to speak. I think she might be in crisis at a point. I think it might be because her and Dwayne ain't doing nothing right now. You know what I mean?
Yeah, you know, so
I'm looking at that in a lot of ways. And you know what? That shit might actually tie into our topic for tonight, but we'll get into that in a minute.
You're right about that.
Information about that.
I know, man. She's the one that filed for it, so I don't know.
Yeah. See, I think she really lives, and I don't know if you know, but came across my timeline. You know, Tisha Campbell dropped a video for a new song.
Yeah, I
seen
the video of her dancing.
Yeah, about like a month ago,
uh-huh.
right?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, yeah, so you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. You know, we get it. We see what's
she
going
might be
on.
Ready to be single, though. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, she ready, you know what I mean? She bored.
Yeah, Mari finna get back, yep. Yeah, Mari finna come back. Her music career finna do what it do. And so maybe that's the reason why I bet. For whatever, you know. It's just unfortunate because they've been married, you know, for quite some time now.
And I put this on everything. I guarantee you, Tisha Campbell will be seen fucking around with some rapper at some point.
Uh-oh. Yeah, I know, right? French Montana.
You know what I mean? Just be real. You know how it go, man. They all went through that shit when they go. You know what I mean? I've been, you know, tied down for that long. Now they want to really act out and shit. Like, you might see it. She might be with fucking Webby or somebody. Like,
shit. She's not Webby.
Yeah, the real shit. She might be with the most off the wall hoodies, nigga. You know what I'm saying?
Good.
Just to get
her,
get our shit out of the system right quick. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I feel you, though.
Much love, Tisha Kelly. I can't wait till the reboot, though. That's me. I can't wait.
Yeah,
till
me neither. Definitely.
Coming up off.
All right. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. No. I hope it be. I don't know. I think it's one of those shows they should just leave alone and not just try to make it over again. They should just leave it as it is. But we'll see.
A lot of people saying that though, but I'm like, they remaking everything else. You know,
then
what
they have the same
like
writers
movies,
though.
As far as movies,
same writers and stuff.
Mhm. Yeah. Yeah. That's a big. Like, what would they do now? You know, with Tommy Ford dead.
Mhm. Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, how far would you take the show now? So that everybody remember, you know, the show ended with Martin and Gina moving to L.A.
Yeah.
And, you know, they motherfuckers are older now. You talking about 20 years later and shit. You know what
mm-hmm.
I'm saying? They
mm-hmm.
probably need to put some kids out to have some shit.
Exactly. They
would
have to have some kids or something.
Yeah, that we never saw. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. That'd be interesting to see how that goes.
Yeah, I'll see how they take it, man.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? What direction they take the show. Because like I said, you talking about they both are 20 years older. Tisha got a mohawk and shit now. It's just different. You know what I mean?
Right. Tattoos on her face like Birdman and shit.
Yeah. And that mm-hmm. and think about it, like that type of show, even, you know, cinematically, that type of show don't really exist. Nobody watches that type of show right now.
Mm-mm.
They're like, it's no stage show. Everything is like a reality show. Or, you know what I mean? I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
I've never watched. Can you compare it to, like, Blackish and all of that shit?
No. Blackish on a different level. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because them only shows I'm thinking that's like, you know, comedies right now.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? I'm thinking about like if Tyler Perry don't do it, it's gonna be different. Cause he Tyler really has the only black, you know what I mean, sitcoms and shit.
That is true.
I know, but Mike, he gonna have another fear there, and what network picking that up too? Cause see, that's a factor too.
Yep, they're finally able to pick it up. They'll probably do it with Netflix, so knowing how things are going, they probably get a deal with Netflix or something like that.
I know, right?
Do about one season, put up on Netflix, bam. There y'all go. Be happy.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so next up in news for sports. Markelle Fultz, I hope I'm saying his name wrong. I mean, right, Markelle Fultz and some other huge stars in college basketball, they've been named in the bombshell corruption investigation.
Oh,
and
wow.
They say involving illegal payouts to players. So, yeah, I guess that's not cool. They said Fultz, he was the number one overall pick in the 2017 NBA draft. He allegedly took $10,000 from some agency while he was in high school. Even though he did not end up signing with them, but he still put the money. And then some other players too. Dennis Smith Jr. He took the supposed $10,000 to $3,000. You got another one, Isaiah Whitehead. He allegedly took $37,000, and it's like a couple other ones. Kyle Kuzma, 9,000. So at least they said it's, I guess it's a deep investigation. You know, players taking in playouts. I guess supposedly in high school and everything. Yep, and he was the number one pick in the NBA draft.
You know, I don't know. I don't think they should fire them boys or hold them accountable for none of that shit. Because my thing is, if you finna offer these motherfucking money, who ain't gonna take it? You know what I'm saying?
Right.
You gonna pay me to think about coming to your team? Fuck it. I'm gonna take your money and think about it. You know what I'm saying? It's only a problem to them because they didn't come to their school. You feel what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So that I'm looking at like, damn, so if they went to their school, it's not been a big deal because this shit been going on since the beginning of time. You know what I'm saying? It just happened to out my man this time. But
yeah.
That shit out. Man, that's how they pick motherfuckers up. You and Flumo come to your team. Like, he really, I'm from Atlanta. Born and raised in Atlanta, Georgia. So I want to go to UGA. Mm-hmm. Nigga, you want me to come to Florida? What we talking about? You feel what I'm saying? Just being real. Like, you know what I mean? I got an option. Shit, I want to stay close to the home. I want to rip my home brand. You know what I mean? But,
straight up.
Yeah. You know damn what that shit. They big. And especially that college shit. So them motherfuckers make millions, man. They make the same money the NFL make. The players just don't get paid.
The same money, you know, if not more sometimes.
That shit probably damn near bigger as the NFL. Because when that Georgia-Alabama game, that shit was damn near bigger as the Super Bowl this year, wasn't it?
Yeah, every seat filled up. All them college football games, all them seats be filled up. All that.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
That's what I'm saying. And them games ain't free shit. You go to them motherfuckers, you gotta pay.
Mm-hmm.
I know that money going to somewhere. That shit ain't charity.
Mm-mm. So that's a whole rebuff to me. That's a whole rebuff for me.
Right.
All right. Finally, my final news topic is kind of just based on what we talked about, I think, probably last week or the week before last, about Quincy Jones, his interview he did. So he came out with a statement today. He's apologizing for his recent words on the interview, his word, in which he revealed a lot of dirt on Hollywood elite. That he said he's not taking any of it back. He said yesterday that 6 of his daughters pulled him aside for a surprise family intervention due to some of the things he's been saying lately, you know. So like they had to sit him down.
Yeah, they tiled 6 on.
I said, well, nah, Daddy, you out here tripping. You running your mouth, selling secrets and talking crazy. You're going to get us killed, get us kidnapped and everything. You need to shit the hell up. They had to do an intervention on him.
Did you get to read the full apology statement?
Who? From him?
Yeah, did you get to read the full statement? Did you check it out?
Mm-mm.
Yeah, so it's not like all, it's so much shit that he said and that the shit was long as hell. And you get to sit there thinking that that way it started. Quincy didn't release that. The family did. They probably did. You know what I'm saying? They had an intervention with him. Like, hold on, Daddy, you tripping. They finna start coming at you. Quincy Jones, he don't tweet. Trust me. You know what I mean? This motherfucker 85 years old. You know what I mean? See, that's some shit people ain't really realize. That interview, that was him like a motherfucker. Because it was all... Yeah, because it was all over the place. You know what I'm saying? The interview.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why, like I said, that's accurate. But that shit, the response, his apology statement, is too long. It's too straightforward.
Mm-hmm.
To cut it right. That wasn't him at all. I ain't going to say it. That's why they try to normalize it. While I stand by my things that I said, I stopped drinking 3 years ago, and that was in parentheses. You see what I'm saying? It was just a lot of this shit. Like, nah, we ain't going for that. But I hear you, Mr. Jones family.
Hey, I hear too.
Like, yeah, he said a lot of shit that can damage a lot of. He can damage a lot of people, man. But you know,
Sir,
have you been following Monique?
I heard she did. She done did some more interviews. She done did some more interviews. She did reach with Charlamagne the Gun and Charlamagne the Gun.
Yeah. I was just gonna say recently, you know, she went to she went to the Breakfast Club, and then, you know, because, you know, remember when the shit first happened and all of that, Charlamagne had gave her Donkey of the Day. And, you know, she went up to the station to, it was actually, you know, they did it yesterday, but, it, you know, they released it today. Breakfast Club released it today, but Monique was live on her Periscope, and it was released yesterday when it happened. But, of course, Breakfast Club, they always, you know, release, they do things a day ahead. But she was in a real cordial with him at first, and then they started going into, you know, about the whole Netflix thing and Charlamagne's response. You know, it was basically like, I just don't see how you can justify you getting $13 million in 2018. And anybody that can, you know what I mean, haven't had a chance to check that interview out. But it started real cordial with her, but I want to let y'all hear the end of it and so y'all can check out how that played out.
Like my brother, then why would I get with Legends Get?
Because
that is exactly what I said.
Because their resume recently is
okay.
Better. You can just
so
prove it on paper.
We're going to, listen, Lenard, we're going to let you hold on to that. But what I will say to you is, and to all the black women and women of color that is listening, when you hear this brother's voice come over the air, and I'm unapologetic about what I'm trying to say, he does not have a value on black women and women of color.
How can you say that? Why did you say that? But you
I'm
said
gonna,
10 years ago,
I'm
I hugged
tell,
you, I held the door for
I'm
you.
I'm going to tell you
I
why.
Think that's contradictory.
I'm going to tell you why I said it. Because what happens is, when you leave a place called Monk's Corner, South Carolina, and you come to a big city named New York, and then you change your name to Charlamagne,
I was Charlamagne in Monk's Corner, Miss Monique.
Well, when you were there, you become Charlamagne the God. Now, I don't know if you took the same principles that your mama and your grandmama gave you in Monk's Corner, and you brought it to Manhattan, New York. Because the brother I did meet on that elevator, I met a brother that was full of principle. And I met a brother who would not call a sister a donkey of a day unless he knew all the information and he could back up his statement. But as we sit here and we did this interview, you begin to ask questions that you should have asked before you make the statement. So what
I have not justified why you feel like you should have gotten that money. And I'll backtrack
is,
and say you don't think she should have got that.
We're not backtracking.
No, we're not saying that.
We're not saying
it.
And here's the thing, Daddy.
And either one of y'all
there will
the
be
same,
some
man.
Brothers and sisters that get it the way that they get it, and we get it the way that we get it, and it's not an argument. I respect your decision. I respect your opinion.
No, no.
Because you're entitled to it. However, as we are entitled to ours. So what I am saying, and I know this show is going to air tomorrow, and I hope that you're courageous enough to air it in full.
Absolutely.
Because oftentimes
absolutely.
People will chop it up.
Not at all.
But when I say that the devalue you place on black women, and you say, how can I say that? Because out of your mouth, you're saying there is no black female comedian that is worth that money.
No,
there's
I did not,
not
say that. I said there hasn't been. I think
well,
Tiffany Haddish is absolutely
when you say there hasn't been,
absolutely
I'll go there. If I go down the list of black female comedians and the work that those sisters have put in through the years that opened up doors so that people like you could sit where you sit. Her name is Marsha Warfield. Her name is Thea Vidal. Her name is Moms Mabry, but she's no longer with us. The list goes on and on and on,
well,
which we've never gotten out yet.
Miss Monique, like it's a trial. Like,
I love y'all, my baby.
And
I thank you for giving us the platform.
Thank you for joining us.
Eddie, Lenard, I appreciate you, brother.
Sydney, thank you.
Monique, wrapping it up, what are you going to do moving forward as far as with this session?
Man, this is what was unique.
See,
what was unique about this, the ending of it, that's why I went to this part of it. The banter with the interview was like 47 minutes long, if everybody ain't picked out. What was unique, what was crazy about this banter, they never, it always end with, you know, Envis, you know, saying that, you know, whoever it is, it's the Breakfast Club, good morning. But for this one, they let it keep going because Monique blessed Charlamagne, the God, at the end of it. Again, she said she can help that I want us to speak on real quick before we get into our topic. Here's the rest of it.
It's gonna happen, baby.
Right. So
that's
what's
gonna happen.
Okay.
And we're gonna let y'all see it. But what we're gonna do with this situation right now called the fight for inequality. We're gonna keep standing. And we're gonna hope that sisters like you would stand with us to say when it's inequality, we must speak up and we must speak loudly. your daughters are coming. And your grandkids.
And I'd like to end on this. What y'all may want to do is have a legend come on there that we all saw on the Dave Chappelle show by the name of Paul Mooney. And it's kind of the equivalent of when they were saying they'd ask.
And again, this is Sidney Hicks, Monique's husband and manager.
Isaiah Thomas, who was the best point guard in the league? And he said it was Kyrie Irving. I have a tendency to believe what a Hall of Famer point guard would say about another point guard. Ask Paul Mooney what his feelings would be in reference to this whole episode pertains to Mooney, because Richard Pryor himself used to refer to Monique as Visit Richard Pryor.
Okay, well, thank you for joining us.
Thank you, Monique, for coming.
Appreciate you, Ms. Monique.
Thank you.
All right, we'll finish the breakfast. Good morning.
This is where it usually ends.
Daddy, thank you so much, my sweet baby, for having us.
What are you thinking of, Monique?
You know what, brother? You're going to hear yourself a lot from me lately. You're going to hear yourself around the world, because we have to explain brothers like you. And when we watched that movie, Birth of a Nation, and we saw that man walk his wife into that master's house, we watched him walk his wife in. Then we watched him go back and get him. You're that brother. I thank y'all for
God
your time,
you.
My baby.
Thank you.
Hey, man. So, my thing is, Sister Monique, man, I truly apologize that Monique might be going through this and been going through this shit for years. But I'm sorry again, Monique. I'm sorry, baby. Like, this fight, you on your own with this. This is so individual. And like Charlamagne was saying, she trying to generalize it and make it about, you know what I mean? Make it about racism and genocide and all that. And that ain't even really what
it's about
it is. It's a straight business move, man. Monique, you ain't selling them tickets. Like now, with all of this shit, a motherfucker come to your show now to see if you're going to speak on it.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? But other than this, like before this, man, you ain't need anyone checking for Monique. And now I'm just hoping she don't, you know, if she ain't, well, hell, she, it is, you know, if she was blackballed, I guess she can't really burn no bridges that wasn't accessible for her to cross anyway. So I guess it is what it is. But why are we here, though, okay?
Uh-oh, let's get into tonight's topic.
Okay. Are you for second chances once you've been cheated on by your significant other? Just another topic on infidelity, family. Are you one for second chances? Do you believe people can change? Or are you one that stand by the statement that once a cheater, always a cheater? Can a relationship go back to the way it once was once a person cheats? What you think, Miss K?
Yes, it's a no. Actually, I am. I have, because I have forgiven an ex after they've been, you know, infidelity. So I believe that you can move forward in a relationship if one of the other has stepped outside. Now, as far as marriage, I think that's a whole nother stuff, whole nother situation. But prior to that, like y'all were just in the beginning dating. Y'all just like you say, y'all just first started dating, and you know, y'all agree to not date no one else. Y'all just exclusively dating one, you know, exclusively dating each other, and you know, a person might step out, you know, y'all in two different mind frames. I just think it's whatever different phase of the relationship, but even, I don't know. Relationship won't be the same. I can honestly say that the trust won't be there. It'll be hard to trust that person again. You can try to you can try, but it won't be the same anymore.
So is it pointless then?
Is it pointless of going back? I mean, like I said, I just if it's depending on the stage in the relationship, whether or not you can move forward, like, I, and put that in the past. You can trust them. You can, that person can gain it, to gain your trust back. Because I was watching this show the other day. It was called Wags Atlanta. I forgot this guy's name. His baby, his girlfriend. She put a camera in the house because you know he had cheated on her once before. So you know he's been doing everything, proving everything that he can do. I think to kind of gain her trust back. But she still was about it. So she put cameras in the house. And when he found out, he blew up about it. You know what I'm saying? He's like, you say you're supposed to be trusting me. It made the situation worse. You know, so I was like, well, if you knew you wasn't going to be able to trust him, then why you stick with him after he cheated? You know what I'm saying? So, you know, it's like, then you gonna keep, she's going to keep bringing it up, going back in the safe. Oh, remember the time, such and such, you know, such and such is going to, it depends on the person. They can get past certain things, and yeah, but us being women, us being emotional, it'd be harder, you know, because y'all, like I said, y'all physical, we emotional. If y'all cheat, oh, yeah, baby, she didn't mean that to me. It was just, you know what I'm saying, you know, it was just there, you know, since she gave it to me. And it was easy, it was convenient versus us. If we cheat on you, we got some feelings for this guy. We got, it got to be emotional. It got to be something behind it. So if we cheat on y'all, y'all be ready to kill us. But if y'all cheat on us, it's like, damn, baby, you know, like I said, she ain't mean nothing or something like that, you know. So y'all won't accept us, then we'll accept y'all over and over again. And we look like a fool. But the moment we did, we hurt y'all, or we just the biggest hole at this and the third, y'all, you know. So it I think it goes for either or. It is all just different variations to make to go along with that.
Sure. I'm gonna be like, I don't, you know, I ain't with it. I'm gonna be real. You know what I'm saying? I can't. I'm not forgiving. I'm not forgiving like that. Am I one for second chances once I've been cheated on? Not at all. I've been down that road before.
Mm-hmm.
No. My one long marriage and life ended that way.
Mm-hmm.
To see for a man. And you know what's so crazy? Because I'm sitting and I'm listening to, you know, what you were saying. And that's fact. Because, like, men, right? Not a lot of these guys. You know, I'm not even going to say men. I'm going to say a lot of niggas. Niggas be fucking off on chicks and shit, right? They ladies and shit. Fucking off on them. Now, like you said, if she get a number from a nigga, that nigga going crazy.
After it is.
You know what I'm saying? He going crazy. And I think that one thing, and I respect that because, see, look, if a man, like, you know, he really loves, man really into the woman, and he really loves the woman. And looking at her in a certain light, like, you know what I'm saying? You, like, my lady's so sick, like, whatever happened before me, that was before me. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
She's pure now. You're a virgin when we get together. Me too. You see what I'm saying? No matter what.
Yeah.
Even if you kids, we virgin at this point. But if you don't did some off the wall shit, if there's some shit I need to know about, obviously tell me. But other than that, man, we virgins out here, man. You ain't did shit that ain't been done. And I ain't did twice, probably better than you, and enjoyed it more.
You know? That's true.
It's a fact.
Uh-huh.
So, like...
Like I said, you a man.
If I'm into you like that, and you know what I'm saying, you it'll be. Once that shit happens, you step out and fuck with another nigga, it's hard for a man that looks at his queen like that. But now, man, every time I look at you, I look at your face. You're tainted.
Mm-hmm.
You're impure. You know what I'm saying? I see that nigga every time I look at you, so screw it up.
And that's what the world needs. But like you said, you're a man. You say you can forgive her. You know what I'm saying? Because like, I think it hurts y'all more because y'all feel like there was something y'all didn't do wrong, y'all did wrong, to make her run into another man's arm. Or the, I guess the thought that another man had your woman the way that you have her, you know what I'm saying?
And so, like, let me let me ask you this then, as a woman. What makes women cheat? Why do women cheat?
They not happy. They ain't happy at home. They not receiving a certain something. That's why women. I think that's well, from my perspective, that could be a reason. I mean, she ain't getting enough attention, and then this guy come in and give all the attention that she desires. You know what I'm saying? Or maybe the guy she went ain't charming, and this guy come along. And he sleep talk her panties off, you know what I'm saying?
Facts.
Something she, men prey on women's weaknesses, catch when they're vulnerable. So she going through a breakup, or you got some women, as soon as she find out that he cheats, she go do the same thing to make him mad. Which is not, you know, a smart thing to do. So.
But, okay. So look, right? See, I like this kind of, this is my kind of shit right here. See, I, and you say you've been cheated on, obviously. Have you ever cheated on a guy?
I have.
It's the vain version.
Yep, nothing but the truth. Yes, I have cheated.
You have?
Mm-hmm.
Why? Because of the reasons you said?
Yes.
Lacking some.
The reason.
I'm gonna get a world of tip, man. I'm probably going to catch a lot of slack for this. But I can only reciprocate because you were honest. You know what I'm saying? You won't know why guys
can't change. Well, it's convenient for him or no?
Huh?
Why? Because it's convenient for him.
That's one way to look at it.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. I can go with that. That's one way to look at it. I think one of the main reasons guys cheat, because they got a dick. The stimulation for my sexual organ. It's on the outside, man, and the woman's on the inside. That's why y'all feel from emotion. Y'all love and like from the inside out. That's why guys can just do this and that with whoever and don't give a fuck and get right up and go right back to their lady on some fuck shit. This shit is no emotional attachment in what satisfies the opposite. Now, a lot of women are in touch. A lot of women can do that. A lot of women do that shit too. But see, it's still part of a natural state. But women naturally have that, you know, like I'm saying, they feel like they're lacking some shit. And that's that 80-20 rule. And I be feeling bad for guys. You know what I'm saying? Now, let me ask you this. Were you ever caught in either of those situations? Or not caught, but... You like...
I caught that part. Hold on 1 second.
Okay.
Hello.
Yeah, man. For y'all to listen, man, it's, you know, cheating, man, ain't no infidelity. You have to be open. You know what I'm saying?
You gotta be open. So it's right for the person after you cheated, you're supposed to tell your spouse that, hey, I cheated on you, or the best to hold a secret and just to keep on going.
But no, I think you can eliminate a lot of that shit in the first beginning. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, why a lot of people, because it's not really an understanding of what I'm looking for, what I'm pursuing, what I'm trying to do right now. You know what I'm saying? Because you can be all the best, you can be all the best of you, but if I'm not looking for what you got to offer, I'm going to miss everything you got. And my attention can be going somewhere else. You see what I'm saying? Either way.
Mm-hmm.
Rather you lacking some or not. If I'm not looking for whatever you got to offer, you feel what I'm saying? I'm just saying it for, and that's the thing, that's the unfortunate part about men, males, you know what I'm saying? We have that carnal, we stay on that carnal mindset. Everybody is attracted to people off the physical in the first beginning. You feel what I'm saying? Women are able to ascertain a lot of more different levels of that man when they see him and talk to him. They able to start tuning in and breaking shit down. Guys don't even do that. We can literally be stuck on the visual of your ass and titties no matter where it come out your fucking mouth. A lot of guys. That's on the average. You know what I'm saying? That's average, that's on the average. So speaking of the masses, there's a lot of us that ain't that, you know what I mean, that done graduated from that stage, but the
mass,
what it is, we all guilty.
Trust is broken.
So that's what I'm saying, like when your situation happened, like when you did, you know, cheat on the dude, did he ever find out?
I'm actually trying to remember. I think after we broke up, and then pretty much it was too late. The relationship had ended, so it was like, oh, it's all online. Oh, yeah, like in an argument. Yeah, and so by the way, I did such and such.
Was it easy?
Yeah.
Was it easy to cheat on?
It was. I mean, yeah, it was.
It's easy to cheat on dudes, though.
You had to be paying attention.
Yep, I was just finna say that because you said a little short attention span. Me though, we be tuning in, man. Don't they let me creep up from behind, man? So, I think we did. So, like, okay, so let me ask you this. So, are you a set? You one for second chances when it comes to cheating, though? You gotta be. Okay. Are you for second chances?
Yeah, I am. Because I feel like if the shoe was on the other foot, I would want a second chance. If you really truly care about that person and you want that relationship to move forward, and you just don't care, you got this person, you know, it's a temporary relationship or situationship, and then, you know, but if y'all got so much time and a lot invested, like children, you know, like people got kids involved, and, you know, you just don't want to let your family, you know, get dismembered on something that could be worked on and move forward. You know, I seen it was an episode, this one guy, and he said he don't cheat on his wife over 100 times, and he said that he got a sex addiction problem. And that's another story, because if I'm with someone, they telling me they're addicted to sex, not just with me, but with other people and all type of porn, you know, porn and all type of craziness, orgies and stuff like that, then that's the issue. Well,
Could the woman tell? Yeah, somebody signs to tell. Could the woman tell that he had a sex addiction? The woman he was cheating on.
Yeah.
She could tell.
Yeah. I would hope so. Oh, yeah, you're right. Well, no, she didn't even know. Nope, she did not know.
You know what I'm saying? She that's that bullshit, bro.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? That's a cop out. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
That's a cop out, dude. You know what I'm saying? You got a sensitive, and yeah, he fucking her like crazy, and his pornos all across the house. And you can't just say that. That's a reason. You know what I mean? That can't just be a reason. Mm-hmm. You fuck 100 bitches and she ain't never seen a flick you got. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Nah, nigga, shit don't go like that.
Yeah,
so you got a sex addiction, you leaving the sights up so she can see them and hope she got down with it too. You feel what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. I believe the second chance because I did it with my son's father. I found out he cheated once the first time. But I was like, I wasn't going to let no just one chick come through and steal my man. You know, that's how I was sick back in the day. She ain't finna just come through and steal my man. I'm not going to give her the victory. It was more for giving the victory. Like, oh, yeah, she took my man. She won. And I'm finna let her know, yeah, she ain't messing it up. You know what I'm saying? That kind of mind frame, you know. But then you realize that you got the person that won. Neither one of y'all won. Both of y'all lost, you know. If he wasn't loyal to me, then he ain't gonna be loyal to you, and so to speak, I think, you know. So, but I loved him so much, I wasn't just gonna give him up like that, and especially like if you don't work hard and invest in a man, and you know, changed him and worked on him so much and everything like that, and you like the man that he's becoming, you want to throw away that hard work and effort, you just pass him along to the next bitch so she can reap your benefits and your hard work of making him to a man that he is. So you like, you ain't willing to give up so easy. It's hard. You know, it's hard starting over. It's hard, especially if I got time invested, you know. So you get comfortable, like I'm already comfortable with this person. But I look at it like an essential, like ill. Sex won't be the same no more because I know that you was intimate with another person. And the fact that I do know, it's the unknown is okay, cool. But you ain't telling me this man has hit. She had your lips. She had her lips on you, and you had your lips on her. You know what I'm saying? In the back of your mind, when y'all making love, that might pop up. Like, damn, he was doing this with her or something like that. You know, so it makes the sex a little bit different. You paranoid to be like, oh, hope he ain't been with nobody else. You know, so I hope she ain't did this. So, yeah, I mean. Now, at a point in my life I probably wouldn't.
At this stage, you say, at this stage in life, you
wouldn't. I wouldn't give second chances, but coming back from the time in my life that I did give second chances, you know, I was like, okay, cool. But I realized because if a man really truly loves you and 100% committed to you, then, you know, He wouldn't risk that.
Second chances. Mm-mm-mm. Yeah, and then I agree, man. That's why I was saying I don't think I can like maybe you're so like tainted at this point. I don't know how I could, you know, look at you the same.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Like, you know what I'm saying? This nigga don't, you know what I'm saying? You don't let this nigga in my treasure, man. You let this nigga play in my garden.
Mm-mm.
I gotta burn the whole garden down, huh?
Right. Some men get mad if another man touch their woman. Just touch them. Let alone be inside of them or something like that. Let me ask you something. Do oral sex count as cheating, you think?
Yeah.
Mhm.
Probably.
Mhm.
Yeah.
Mhm.
I mean, yeah.
It's a form of
set,
yeah.
It kind of like,
mhm. Mhm.
Should it count?
Yeah. I would say it does. Yeah, anything that you can get a disease from, it counts. God damn it. Now look, I'm not sure if you're one of those males that believe that some men be like, oh, well, it ain't cheating if it's a girl, but it's cheating if it's a dude. I say it's cheating either or. You accept her sleeping with a man, a girl, but you want to accept her sleeping with a dude. You think it's all fun. Oh yeah, it's fun. Bring her home, baby. But it's still an outsider. It's not just you and her. It's you, her, and another girl. So you know, why is it praise upon when it's I'm sleeping with another woman, and they're like, oh, yeah, my girl got a girlfriend. You know what I'm saying? But it's so forbidden and disgusting if it's a man.
Yeah,
it looks like,
like in the carnal mind, hell yeah, that shit is all a go. But it,
mm-hmm.
it is wrong. I mean, I, obviously, wet nigga win love, his chick fucking with another chick. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
He gonna try to work that shit out either way, anyway. You feel what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. No doubt about it.
Yeah, he gonna try to work that shit out either way. But the other way around, yeah. That's a double standard, though. It's really fucked up, though. And I'm looking at it from a guy's standpoint, but I'm just being honest, man. How that shit feels.
Mm-hmm.
It's staying if a woman cheats, man. I'm for real. It's staying, fellas. So I've been down that road. That's how I know what the fuck I'm talking about.
Mm.
That shit staying like coffee.
Yeah, he said like coffee.
Yeah, man.
I agree with you on that, man. Cheating is a hurtful feeling, though. It's very hurtful. Very hurtful. It'd be hard to bounce back from that. But, you know, because you all got that doubt in the back of your mind. Like, can I trust her? You know?
Real shit.
So, I'm all for it.
And it's official, man. Like, you know what I mean? And you know, it's crazy because, see, a lot of, you know, people that I talk to about this, I always do like a panel before I do actually throw a topic up. A lot of motherfuckers said they, you know, agree, they with second chances. You know what I mean? Mistakes happen and shit like that.
Mm-hmm.
But, again, I don't
know. Is it mistakes happen?
Yeah, you know, shit happens. People, you know, things happen. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. I guess so.
I don't know.
I don't think, you can't use that excuse as though it was a mistake with sleeping with somebody. I don't think. But you can't mistake and sleep with someone. Unless they drug you or something.
Yeah, I know, right?
Mm-hmm.
Is it?
But I guess.
That was it, man. But hey, man. Family. That's what we do, man. It's been another rendition of the Vain Verdict Podcast. Y'all already know who I am, man. A little boy, Pimp Black. Who that over there?
Miss KB.
Nah, it's a fact, family. I'm wishing y'all peace and light and safe weekend. Kiss and hug your family. Kiss your babies. Love everybody. Find somebody to love. Hold on to something, man. Know what I mean? If you need some of love, I'll let you boy. You did. Nah, for real, man. That's what's up, man. Okay. A piece of life, man. So have a safe weekend. You did. Same thing. Yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen, the Vain Verdict is being brought to you by www.coltdripping.com. Long live everything, relaunching 2018. Streetwear and apparel and more, exclusive streetwear and apparel and more. That's www.coltdripping.com. We are culture. Atlanta Custom Apparel. You need vinyl sublimation, need screen print done, want to put your RIP homies on the t-shirt, go over Atlanta Custom Apparel, holler at my brother Daoud, 1130 Euclid Avenue, right in Little Five Points, open Sunday through Thursday from 12 to 7, Friday, Saturday, stand open at 8 o'clock, y'all, again, Atlanta Custom Apparel, right in Little Five Points, at 1130 Euclid Avenue, EULCLID, Chris Smith, multimedia.weebly.com. Logo designs, flyer designs, brochures, book designs, editing, graphics. You like the graphics you seen on the Vane Verdict YouTube channel? How about the graphics you seen on the Instagram? You feeling that on the Facebook? All that's being brought to you by my brother Chris Smith, multimedia.weebly.com. Again, Chris Smith, multimedia.weebly.com. Blue Seas Express and Catering, Monday through Thursday, 11 to 8, Friday to Saturday, Friday and Saturday, 12 to 10, Sunday, 12 to 5, 890 Joseph E. Boone Boulevard, Atlanta, Georgia, 30314, Blue Seas Express and Catering. We're talking about doing for self. We're doing for self. Come visit your supermarket, 766 Joseph E. Boone Boulevard, Atlanta, Georgia, 30314. Your supermarket, 766 Joseph E. Boone Boulevard, Atlanta, Georgia, 30314. Remember the teachings of the messenger Elijah Muhammad, as related in the Holy Quran. O men, eat the lawful and good things from what is in the earth, and follow not the footsteps of the devil. Man, you can follow me right down to your supermarket, 766 Joseph E. Boone Boulevard, 30314. Follow the Vane Verdict, Facebook, at the Vane Verdict, Twitter, at the Vane Verdict, Instagram, the_Vane_Verdict. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, 11 p.m., the Vane Verdict, blogtalkradio.com/the Vane Verdict. Peace and life, family.
The Vane Verdict Podcasts. You know, they say, the truth is a hard pill to swallow. Bullshit, we say, hold your nose and tilt your head back. Be sure to like, comment, subscribe, everywhere at The Vane Verdict. GoFundMe.com/the-vane-verdict. Thank you for all the love and support.